and Dad don't look so hot these days again.
Hey, this is Sam from Punk is Dead Radio. Tune in every Monday night at 10 p.m. for everything from pop punk to proto punk to hardcore on CFRC 101.9 FM.
There's a great and a bloody fight around this whole world tonight. In the battle, the bombs and shrapnel rain. Hitler told the world around he would tear our union down. But our union's gonna break them slavery chains. And our union's gonna break them slavery chains. I walked up on a mountain in the middle of the sky. Could see every farm and every town. I could see all the people in this whole wide world. That's a union that'll tear the fascists down, down, down. That's a union that'll tear the fascists down. When I think of the men and the ships going down while the Russians fight on across the Don, there's London in ruins and Paris in chains. Good people, what are we waiting on? Good people, what are we waiting on? So I thank the Soviets and the mighty Chinese vets, the allies, the whole wide world around. To the battling British, thanks, you can have 10 million Yanks if it takes them to tear the fascists down, down, down. If it takes them to tear the fascists down. But when I think of the ships and the men going down and the Russians fight on across the Don, there's London in ruins and Paris in chains. Good people, what are we waiting on? Good people, what are we waiting on? So I thank the Soviets and the mighty Chinese vets, the allies, the whole wide world around. To the battling British, thanks, you can have 10 million Yanks if it takes them to tear the fascists down, down, down. If it takes them to tear the fascists down.
Hello everyone, welcome back. It is now 10 p.m. on Monday and you are listening to CFRC on 101.9 FM or on the website, as a lot of people probably are. This is Punk is Dead, episode 2. I'm happy to have everyone back listening up. We're going to have a lot of good music today. That we started off there with, that was Woody Guthrie with Tear the Fascists Down, which that song is unfortunately as relevant as ever, which is just really sad, but at least we have music like that to sort of fight back with somehow. And Woody Guthrie is one of the most punk people in music history, in my opinion. He went on to inspire so many great artists like Bob Dylan. Everyone knows Bob Dylan. But also Billy Bragg, great folk punk artist from the 80s, who really, he kind of started that whole folk punk genre. Just him and a guitar, his first album. And Billy Bragg is like, he's like my Woody Guthrie. I just love everything he does. He seems like a really nice guy. He's an activist, plays a lot of protests and benefits. But we have a good show coming up. We have the next band is MDC, a California punk band from the 80s. And this is their song, Born to Die. And you might notice a theme between the first song and this song coming up. Enjoy.
A war, the king of Kano, fast USA. A war, the king of Kano, fast USA. You know, I'm born to die, I'm born to fry. My life in a cage, so my rage. I'm misunderstood, I did what I could. I made my try, I'm born to die. Going home, my mind is blood. I spill as I die, my gates, I'm shot down on a fence. I'm dead in self-defense. I live in a world of hate, with no regret. A Nazi state, a racist dream, a world of hate, with no regret. Nazi state, no war, the king of Kano, fast USA. No war, the king of Kano, fast USA. I'm born to die, I'm born to fry. My life in a cage, show my rage. I'm misunderstood, I did what I could. I made my try, I'm born to die. Blowing all my mind is blood, I spill my rights. I set my gates, I'm shut down on a fence. I'm dead in self-defense, I live in a world of hate. With no regret, I'm not to stay, a racist dream. A world of hate with no regret, not to stay. No war, the king of Kano, fast USA. No war, the king of Kano, fast USA. We'll be right back. born to die, I'm born to fry, but I've been a cage. Show my outrage, I'm misunderstood. I did what I could, I made my try, I'm born to die. Blown home, my mind is blood, I simmerate the devil against a shot that I defend. I'm dead in self-defense, I live in a world of hate, with no regret, a Nazi state, a racist dream, a world of hate, with no regret, a Nazi state. No war, the king of Kano, mass USA. 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 You're born to die.
Nothing has effect if you don't recognize the cause. If the blood breaks, don't know. section could be an anarchist. But no one ever tried to jump my bullets at the people. You'll never break the system. I'm bombing number 10. Take the test, I might have been there. I've been people. You might have to listen to one. But I'll be back again. If you don't like the rules, they might refuse to play their game. If you don't want to be a number, don't give them your name. If you don't want to be called out, refuse to hear their question. Silence is a virtue. Use it for your own protection. I try to make you play their game. Refuse to show your face. If you don't want to be beaten down, refuse to join their race. Be exactly who you want to be. Do what you want to do. I am he and she is she, but you're the only you.
That was back-to-back classic punk songs, MDC and Crass. Crass, one of my favorite all-time, they're like British anarcho-punk, that whole scene with Subhumans, Crass, Zounds, Flux of Pink Indians, all great bands. Check them out. I'll be playing more of that stuff in the coming weeks for sure, because that's like the first punk scene I really got into in like the seventh grade. I was listening to Mickey Mouse is Dead by the Subhumans, and I showed my seventh grade teacher what I was listening to, and he said, "You have issues, Sam." So I guess he wasn't a fan of the Subhumans, but I still am. Anyways, up next, we have a band I saw in Hamilton at Doors Pub, Canadian band called Cult Crime. They are crazy fast, and they're even faster live, and it's an insane show. If you ever get the chance to see them, definitely see them. I saw them twice within a week. So here you go, Cult Crime, Desperation.
Canines, trained to rip off banks with mechanical precision and rip up anybody who gets in their way. See the Doberman Gang bite the long arm of the law. The Doberman Gang. Exciting family entertainment.
Forget it!
that last song there was Opening by Doberman off their new album. It just came out October 3rd, so really recent. It's called Wishing Well, and they're a band from St. John's, Newfoundland and Labrador, so Canadian punk band. Canadian punk, recently, I've noticed, it's not like old hardcore, like Minor Threat or Void, where it's like quick and just shouting the lyrics. It's more, it's got the metal influence with like the deep growls and tuned down guitars and just the really sludgy sound. I don't know what's been in the water in everywhere in Canada that's making our hardcore bands come out like this, but I'm liking it. I'm liking the heavy new hardcore, like Pigpen I played last week from their newish album. Came out in, I think, August. It's called Mental Madness. Like, that's that, the really deep vocals, just, it's borderline metal, but we'll call it hardcore crossover for the punk purists out there. Anyways, up next, got another new album, new song from another emerging hardcore band. This one is by, it's a Montreal band, so more Canadian, deep, heavy metal-ish hardcore. It is called Sympathetic Contraction. The band is Poison Spear, and it's off their new album, newish album. Came out January 9th, called Institutional Trust. Give it a listen. We're just going to keep it going with some more Canadian punk. This is older Nova Scotia band from the 90s, The Chits. This album came out in 1997. This is Model Citizen off of Break the Cycle.
Award-winning news program hosted by Dinah Jansen and Jesse Bell, airing every Thursday at 5 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. With contributions from local Journalism Initiative reporters ranging from Morrisburg to Coburg, The Corridor is your premier destination for truly local news that matters to you. The Corridor is also available as a podcast on all major podcast streaming platforms.
All right, so we're going to not slow things down a little, but we're going to go back to some classic punk instead of, I've been playing a lot of hardcore, but this is another Canadian band. What are we at? Four or five Canadian bands in a row now. But this is Forgotten Rebels. They're a band from Hamilton, Ontario. Again, they went to my high school. Shout out Westdale. Shout out Hamilton, Ontario. They went to school, same place as Teenage Head. Played lots of the same shows and bars as Teenage Head back in Hamilton in the late 70s. They were formed in 1977. This song is called Surfing on Heroin. It's from their 1982 album, This Ain't Hollywood. And this is a band that, if you do like Teenage Head, they weren't quite as big as Teenage Head, because Teenage Head, they were called the Ramones of Canada. But they're another great classic Canadian punk band from that late 70s, early 80s Hamilton scene. The crazy thing about them is that they were formed in 1977 and they're still touring. I think they're playing Ottawa sometime in October. I'm not sure if they'll have played it already by the time this airs, but they're doing a little Canadian tour still, and they're like, I don't know, 60 something. They're my dad's age. Anyways, if you can see them live in Ottawa or Montreal, I think they're going to after Ottawa, definitely go check them out. I'd love to. Anyways, this is Surfing on Heroin by the Forgotten Rebels. I just realized how crazy of a streak we're on with Canadian punk bands. That was our fifth, and we're about to keep it going with our sixth, with DOA, self-titled DOA. Here we go.
Fucking lost it, brother. Hey.
that was DOA, a Canadian band from Vancouver, BC, and they're one of the founding bands of hardcore from the early 80s, late 70s, early 80s, and that song was off their album Hardcore 81, which many people, and I think, I don't know, I wasn't around back then to really know, but many people think that's where the name hardcore for hardcore punk came from. So that's something else that the Canadian punk scene's got going for us. We invented hardcore. Lots of people are going to argue that, but it doesn't really matter. Anyways, up next, we have a band called TV Casualties with their song Dead Pulp. Just came out very recently, October 3rd. The album is called Orphanage Fire, and the song is called Dead Pulp. And you know what? I just realized that they're also Canadian, so I think that's a streak of seven we're on for Canadian punk bands. So, I don't know, maybe I'll move some stuff around. We'll keep it going after, or we might move away. We'll see. But for now, TV Casualties, Dead Pulp.
He could be 30. He could be 50. Life has aged him beyond his years. A shopping cart carries everything he owns. Here he comes, toward you. What you think you know about how he got here is probably wrong. Don't let homelessness assumptions get in the way of homelessness solutions. Go to CanadaCanDoIt.ca. Help the Canadian Alliance to End Homelessness.
So there was some great stuff in there. We did end up going away from Canada. We lost our streak there. But that last song you heard there is by a band called Daybrew. The song was called Basquiat. Basquiat? Not sure. I'm sorry. But they're from Mexico. And I'm not going to try and pronounce the name of the city they're from. I'm very sorry. But you can check them out on Bandcamp. That song was off another new album, which was October 3rd. I feel like a lot of the new albums that I've been playing today were from October 3rd, which is, I don't know what was happening on October 3rd, but there were a lot of great albums dropping that day. Maybe it's, I don't know, record holiday or something. Anyways, for the next song, we're going to the States. This is Bikini Kill, one of those early, and I don't know if they invented Riot Girl. I don't know who coined the term Riot Girl, but they're one of those bands that when people mention Riot Girl, if any band is to come up in the conversation, it's going to be Bikini Kill. And Kathleen Hanna is just an amazing musician, amazing artist. So here's Capri Pants by Bikini Kill from their album Reject All American. So that was Bikini Kill with Capri Pants off of their album Reject All American. And I searched up during, while that song was playing, whether Bikini Kill or who coined the term Riot Girl. And it was Bikini Kill, but I also found out that Bikini Kill were the ones that coined the term Girl Power, adapting the Black Power slogan of the Civil Rights Movement. So that's just kind of a fun fact. And that's why, this is why I love punk bands because there's so many of them are activists as well as musicians, or even activists before musicians. Like when I was reading about Bikini Kill just there, Kathleen Hanna would discuss her experiences with misogyny on the street, like being catcalled and men saying lewd comments about her. And she would discuss that on stage, and that would allow many girls in the crowd to, it gave them an opportunity to go up to her after the show and discuss it, and gave them an outlet to vent about these traumatic experiences happening to them. So that's why I love bands like Bikini Kill, people like Kathleen Hanna, just great people helping their community out. It's not just about making music, making money. They're in it for different reasons. Anyways, up next, I'm going to play another hardcore band from the 80s, similar to DOA, that sort of era. This is Dead Kennedys with their song Macho Insecurity, which kind of goes into the Bikini Kill anti-misogyny, anti-chauvinist jerk vibe. I had to say jerk there because I remembered that I can't swear on the radio, but here we go, Macho Insecurity by the Dead Kennedys. Macho insecurity, you can't stand yourself. That was Flux of Pink Indians there. And before that, it was Green Tips with, this is another new album, but it came out October 4th, not the 3rd. So I'm moving up a day in things here. About that new album, it's called Roofied by a Fed. It's an EP. It's got 5 songs on it. They're from Richmond, Virginia. So go check Green Tips out. I always want people to check out. I know I play a lot of old punk on here just because I know a lot of old punk, but a lot of these new bands, people really should start checking out more because, I don't know, why should we listen to the old stuff when we have new stuff that's going to keep being made and the band didn't disband 40 years ago? Anyways, Flux of Pink Indians, I think I talked about them earlier. They were one of those British anarcho-punk bands that I was saying I really got into in middle school. And they were on Crass. I played Big A, Little A earlier. Crass had a record label that they made because when they were trying to release one of their albums, there was blasphemous content in one of the songs called Asylum. So the Irish record plant workers refused to handle the record. So they had to remove their song from the record to get it printed because the workers didn't want to touch it. So they made their own record label for later releases so they could do whatever they wanted, really. And then Flux of Pink Indians was one of the bands signed to them. Next band I'm going to play here we're back on the Canadian punk stuff. They're called Lovers. And I saw them live in Hamilton a few years ago. It was a New Year's Eve. It was a free New Year's Eve show with a few bands playing. One of them being Excuses. They were probably they've gotten decently big in the Canadian punk scene, at least recently. And it was in this venue called the Kill Room. Anyone from Hamilton listening to this right now is going to know what I'm talking about, I hope. And it's going to be people that either love the Kill Room or hate the Kill Room, because that's the only people you had there. It was an indoor skate park that they for sure weren't paying taxes, because I think they got shut down for that, because you would walk in and they would take e-transfer or cash, no matter what you were doing, if you were skating or if you were going to a show. But it was a really cool venue because in between the bands, after all their gear was taken down, people would just be skateboarding in between sets. It was really fun. I don't know. People hated it, though, because I think there was some bad stuff going on. But I only went there once, so I had the rose-colored glasses view of it. This is Lovers with their song Peace Punks.
No place in here for an iron cross. I'm not a hippie. I'm not a punk. I hate the labels. I hate the cops. From modern art to smash guitars. $6 coffee. We're the patriarchy. We're peace punks. 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 With your face for equality. Put your friends for unity. Fuck the white supremacy. 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 Motherfucker. Fuck the white supremacy. Fuck the white supremacy. Fuck the white supremacy. Fuck the white supremacy. Yeah.
Perfect Government by NoFX. I love the lyrics in that one. How did the cat get so fat? That's what we're all wondering right now, I think. And that the pre-chorus, it's all about the money. Political power is taken. Protecting the rich, denying the poor. That lyric is from 1994, and unfortunately, still true as ever, just like the Woody Guthrie song we played at the start. But this is going to lean into what I'm playing next. We're kind of going to go back to the theme of the show, the original theme from the start of the episode, into just, it's an anti-fascist episode today. Started off with Woody Guthrie. I didn't say it explicitly, but that's what it is. So we're going to play a newish, it's a few months old now, Dropkick Murphys song, Who'll Stand With Us?
We'll be right back. publicly subsidized, privately profitable, the anthem of the upper tier, but you're untouchable. Focus a moment, not in approval. Bury our heads in the bargains of these neo-colonials.
Time here, so we're gonna play a Woody Guthrie cover by Billy Bragg to finish off the night, seeing as we started with a Woody Guthrie original. So thanks for tuning in, and everyone have a great rest of your week.
Fix of post-punk, new wave, garage rock, and proto-punk? Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Hey, but don't tell anyone. I'm Izzy, and this is Our Secret.
You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station.